Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2026, National Donut Day. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. We thank Bob Welsh for being here this morning and dropping off some donuts. We've got all kinds of donuts here this morning. We thank Kroger for the two dozen donuts this morning that they gave us that do smell good. Now, the question is, name a type of donut. Now, so far, we've got powdered and glazed. If anybody can name a type of donut, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Also talking this morning about the OSU wrestling sex scandal, sexual abuse scandal, settlement Ohio State has reached with those.
Isn't it bigger than wrestling?
I think it went bigger, longer. Yeah, there were hockey players. I don't even know how to refer to it. 280 people, but 279 people will get $100 million from Ohio State, and some arbiter will decide how that money is going to be dished out. And there we are, 740-383-9944. So, what do you think, Matt?
I was 100 people off. Last hour I said 180.
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, so
280? 279?
So
something like that.
60 million split 280 ways. That's not very good.
No, but they settled, so here we are.
How long has this thing been going on?
Well, a while. I mean, I remember, it seems to me, like it first came out like 2018, somewhere in there. I know Jim Jordan was running for office at the time. But other than that, I don't really remember.
So it's been like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they just got tired after like 7 or 8 years.
But happened. Most of, I think, the claims were in the 90s. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, I think the fact that they didn't do anything about it for that long is worse than, I mean, yeah, I mean, I get the logic that nobody who was there then is there now. But, like, I mean, you didn't do anything about it for, you know, 30
years.
Well,
the question is, did they know? See, that's where the big question comes in. Did they know? I don't know if they knew or not. I really don't.
I don't know.
Gordon Gee claims he didn't.
Gordon Gee claims he didn't.
I can only take these people at what they say.
You'd be believing a lot of lies. I'm not saying they're lying, but, you know, if you
take, no, but if I don't
if
have
you take
any
everybody
proof,
at what they're saying, then, you know.
But what proof do I have that they said this? You know, when I interviewed Colleen Marshall yesterday, I thought it was interesting because she did not feel the financial amount was good enough and that this does besmirch Ohio State, although it doesn't hurt them, really.
No, it does not. I don't think so.
So, you know, at the end she said, every time she comes on with me, it's like a therapy session.
Who?
Colleen.
Oh.
I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's all right, I guess. I don't know.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? The old therapy sessions that happen here on the radio program.
Well, I mean, if it was a negative, she probably wouldn't be coming on.
No, she's a good friend. She's a nice lady. And always very helpful and always gives a very apt take on what's going on.
I agree. I think Colleen's great.
Yeah. So, speaking of this, yesterday I had a conversation with somebody about Madge Cooper, WMRN legend, which is kind of weird. Normally I don't have those conversations. But it's because recently I found the video of me inducting her into the Hall of Fame back in 2007. The first person from Marion to go into the Hall of Fame. And this person had seen that video. It's available on YouTube, by the way, if you want to watch it. Just put in Madge Cooper Hall of Fame, I think it'll come up, and you can see the whole induction ceremony that was done in 2007, almost 20 years ago now. That's unbelievable to me. But in any event, they were talking about how at 97 in that video, how good she was, and also how a woman in that position starting in 1941 was certainly a rarity.
And then she responded with something like, you know, a lot's been made of my age.
Yes, yes. 97.
97's pretty good.
Yeah. She was just the best. She really was. She was so good at what she did. And I've said this before, but and I told this person yesterday, I said, of all the people locally who I have ever worked with, Madge was probably the best because she was so prepared. And she was so, she just knew about everything. She knew about local stuff, like Gypsy Queen and that sort of stuff. But she also knew about fashion. And she also knew about, I mean, she had lived such a long life. She just, she was standing at the teletype machine at WMRN when Pearl Harbor came across it. You know, she had just lived such a varied life. Also, she had went to college when women did not go to college. I think she graduated from college in something like 1931. So she was in college in the 20s. You know, women didn't do that in those days. So she was a fascinating woman.
I could be wrong, but I do believe Ohio State's been letting women in since... When did they start?
Well, it had to be before that, because she went to Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, because I'm pretty sure they started letting women in like, the 1830s, which is, I do believe... Like,
yeah, but there weren't a lot of women in there.
I believe when they opened up, they were just they let women in.
But she was a fascinating lady, and I think if you watch that video, you get that impression, because certainly this person who approached me got that impression.
I got a question. Off topic.
Surprise.
Yeah, I know. But if a new university starts, like, how does that work?
Like what?
Like, how do you get students?
You got to get accreditation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to be accredited. But, like, how do you get students?
They come. If you're accredited and they enroll and you set a tuition, there you go.
But, like, I don't know. I just figured, like, you know. If a university started in 2026, I'd be a little more, I don't know. I'd go to probably somewhere like...
People will go to something that's cheap and easy.
You give me a cheap college, I'd probably go to a cheap college.
In a way, that's why I resent online schools. I just don't think... I remember going to college, and there were things that I learned in college that I could not have learned online. Just would not have been the same. So, I mean, and how's a doctor going to be a doctor online? How's a nurse going to be a nurse? How's a lawyer going to be a lawyer? How's a teacher? You're going to learn that all online?
When I was in high school, I had a computer class. Health was done on computers. Now, these were all, not health and computer lab. Those were both mandatory. But, now, I also took sociology and psychology. Those were, I can't think of the word. Electives. They were electives. And I took those. And those were also on the computer. I think computer learning's fine. As long as you're staying...
I don't.
As long as you're staying on task and actually doing the work. I know so many
that's
people...
That's a whole different thing than being a doctor, a lawyer, teacher.
There's just a lot of people who just looked up the answers. Looking up the answers is terrible. You're certainly not going to learn anything if you're looking up the answers.
But that's not what college is. College is not just testing. It's not high school. It's about going into the classroom. It's about looking, watching operations. It's about a doctor showing you models and things of that nature about what's going on. I don't think you can get that on the internet. I think that's completely different. And then the first time you walk in and you're operating on somebody or seeing a patient in the doctor's office, you've gotta have some socialization.
Well, it's not the same thing. Like, it's not one for one. But, like, I mean, if there was something that needed to be demonstrated, you could always just, like, you know, show a video. Like, I mean, you can watch... I mean, you can get...
That is not the same.
No, I didn't say it was the same. It's just, it's an alternative. But,
I
mean,
it doesn't,
like,
have to be.
You can
if
even...
If we're doing this because people can't get to school, that's one thing. We're just doing it as an option.
Well, if I went to school at, like, you know, I don't know... who's got a, like, online school? I don't know, everybody. If I was going to online school, like, at the University of Alabama, you know, like, you know, Alabama's pretty far away.
Well, you either go or you don't. That's how people used to choose their colleges. You if you can go away and that works for you, you do it. And if you can't, there are colleges around you that you can go to.
Yeah, and I think online school is pretty good.
I don't. It's terrible. And I think it's turning out a lot of people who really aren't qualified with in their fields. I mean, people will tell you now, teachers aren't like they used to be. Well, I wonder why. Wonder why.
Well,
doctor's bedside manner isn't like it used to be. Wonder why.
That's funny, you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, you cannot do that without any socialization. You, at one point, you're going to have to deal with patients, and you can't do that online. So why would all your training...
They do all kind... No, I'm against
your training
that.
Cannot... For a job that you have to deal with people, everyday live people in a live office, and you're going to have to do that with kids and doctors and lawyers, you cannot get all your training by not dealing with people.
There are loads of, like, there are, like, telephone, like, telehealth visits and things like that.
You cannot get your appendix out through telehealth.
Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, like, you know, they will, like, put you on a video call with your doctor, and your doctor will be like, well, how you feeling? And, you know.
Listen, there are options that are good, but that's not
same. I think the telehealth is not a good option.
Well, I don't know. Talk to the medical profession. But I'm saying there are options that people can take that, I guess if people like them, fine. But there are options that are horrible.
Well, I think online school just tends to be, like, cheaper.
Okay. I don't really want a cheap doctor.
But the doctor's not going to be cheap. The schooling was cheap.
Yeah, but I want somebody who knows what they're doing. I want somebody who's had to deal with people or learned under the wing of somebody who was very accomplished in their field. You don't do that online. Look at all the kids from the COVID era. They don't know so much because it all happened online.
Well, I was in school during the COVID era, and I can tell you that I can't do any geometry.
There you go.
Because I was in school when they were teaching me geometry, and then they canceled school and put all the learning online, and I was like, I am not going to sit here and watch this hour and a half long YouTube video about my of my math teacher explaining how, like, I was just not, I don't know. So then, but so many kids were like me that they just ended up taking your I think it started in quarter three. So they took your quarter one and two grades and made it your quarter three and four grades, and they took your exam grade and made it your second exam grade.
I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
But I cheated.
Give us a buzz. But
didn't really cheat, I guess.
It's all kind of downhill, if you ask me. Now, types of donuts. It is National Donut Day. What is a type of donut? We've got glazed and we've got powdered, but I still think there are four on the list this morning that people can guess from. 740-383-9944. See, we don't have a big prize today. We should have had a big prize. I think donuts are fun, but I'm not sure that they're the big thing anymore.
I don't know that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think donuts were ever the big thing.
Oh, they were.
Well, not in my lifetime.
They used to associate cops with donuts.
Oh, Dunkin'
was a huge place that people loved to go to. Donuts were a big, and donuts still are a big thing. But I think in the carb world, it's all different.
Why are donuts associated with cops?
Because the idea was that they would stop at donut shops because they were open all night.
Open all night.
Yeah. Like, Dunkin' was open late and early, and, you know, cops would stop in and start their day by getting coffee and donuts. Or they'd sit in the car and eat coffee and donuts.
Okay. Well, I knew the whole, you know, I mean, the coffee and donuts thing still applies to the cops. It's still, you know, a thing. I mean, I don't know that they actually do it, but, the connection's still there.
But again, if anybody has any thoughts, 740-383-9944. Now, coming up tonight, 8 to 10, we do have a special guest, I think, tonight in the studio. That should be a lot of fun. And then on your show tonight, it's Hodgepodge.
I might not be a hot. It'll be a hodgepodge of political stories, I guess.
So what's the big political story of the day?
Well, I don't know what the big one is, I guess, but Trump's, the $1.8 billion fund got shot down. There's the House just passed the legislation to force Trump to either, seek congressional approval or withdraw from Iran. That kind of stuff. I mean, they took his name off the Kennedy Center as per federal judge orders.
Well, what do you make of what's going on locally? We're going to have the fire station rented out to the Goodwill for a period of 6 months. Curbside recycling is going away on the 1st. Somebody was asking me about that yesterday. They weren't very happy about that.
Do we have a timeline on how long it's going to be rented to?
6 months, I said.
Well, yeah, but that's like... I thought we were
going one to- option to renew. For another 6 months.
So like a max of a year?
At this point.
Okay. I don't know. If you don't have the money to build the fire station, there's no reason to not. I mean, you could always just be like, well, kick bricks, and then build the fire station when you got the funds, I guess.
Well, the city's not going to get their bond rating back in a year. And you have to have your bond rating to borrow the money the renovations.
They bought it using levy money, and then they rented it out to Goodwill because of the financial situation. I don't know. I mean, we don't have to pay. We don't have to pay the utilities and all that. So, or not we. I don't live in the city, but the city, I guess, doesn't have to pay the utilities and whatnot. So that's a positive, I guess. But I mean, I think the people would who voted on the levy would rather have the fire station.
Well, yeah, that's the annoying part.
Yeah. I mean, what are they doing with the money from the rent? Is it going to
That's what was said. It's going to be earmarked for the firefighters. Maybe, maybe not. That's what they said.
Well, if it's not, then that's no good.
But how do you know? Who's going to follow up on that?
Well, hopefully the auditor and treasurer are going to keep that things in tab. That's their job, isn't it?
We'll see how that goes. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, there is a negativity, though, running through Marion that's kind of interesting. I talked about that video that I came across yesterday.
Yes, I watched it.
Did you watch it? All right. Well, what'd you make of that?
I mean, I don't know much about the guy, honestly. I know he's got, I know he's a, pretty well-known person in the community.
Kinda. I don't think he's
trying.
Well,
he's not, he is known, I guess. I don't know how well known, I guess.
Not a politician.
No.
No. Not anybody in the media.
So...
I just couldn't... I thought it was so...
I'd be interested as to why the person who made the video made the video. I mean, obviously, they got some kind of... they got some kind of beef.
Yeah, but I mean, did you see all the comments and the shares and the views?
Yeah.
Had a lot.
I saw one good comment in there.
Right, but I don't know. It seemed to me to go a little far. I mean, I don't think this person's trying to be a public person.
I don't know why the video had to go on as long as it did. He basically repeated the same thing 5 times.
But see, that's what people like now. We like to run people down. A video praising somebody would not get that kind of attention.
Well, it's just there's no entertainment value in it, I guess. People are about the entertainment value.
Yeah, but why is it only entertaining to run somebody down?
I don't know why, but the Germans have a word called Schadenfreude. It's like taking pleasure in somebody else's
Schadenfreude.
I think it's got an E.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't, but go ahead.
Anyways, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude.
Your pronunciation's round. Wrong.
Look it up. Simple solutions. But
it's Schadenfreude.
But it basically just means taking pleasure in somebody else's misfortunes.
Right. But why?
I don't know. I mean, there's a word for it. Obviously, it's common.
Yeah, well, okay, yes, but we're not on the level of this person. I don't think we're in that person's business, so why do we care? if they
Schadenfreude. Look at that.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
I did the Google
definition. That's not how we pronounce it.
Schadenfreude.
That's how your phone pronounces it, but that's not how we pronounce it here in America.
Well, it's a German word, so get it right.
Well, how do you say progress?
No,
do you
progress.
Say no, that's not how they say it in English, and that's where that word came from.
Well, we are English.
No, England.
Well, you know, we speak American English.
Yeah, but we took that word from them.
Yeah, but there is no...
I'm not doing the language with you. It's boring.
There is no Schadenfreude in the English language.
Search any American who's ever said the word Schadenfreude, and they're not saying Schadenfreude.
Look, it's how it's pronounced.
That's all I'm saying.
They're wrong.
740-383-9... Well, I think you're wrong. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, in any event, how does it feel to be wrong as often as you are?
I just showed you I was not wrong.
The phone is not always right.
It's a
That's another thing we live in.
It's a pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
No.
See? Comes back to bite you. It's true, though. If you listen, it's Schadenfreude. That's what they say.
Schadenfreude.
Okay, so people have been wrong forever. See, but this is the whole thing. People will say process. It's process. It's a root word. Go forward. Just like progress, to go forward. But we don't say that. Aunt has a U in it. When is a U never pronounced? There you are.
Look, those are common words.
Run that through your phone. Aunt. See how it pronounces that. See if it says aunt.
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 No, see, that's wrong. See, aunt. Your phone definitely is wrong.
No, look, I mean, like...
A-U-N-T is aunt.
That is the pronunciation from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Well, then that's wrong.
It's the dictionary.
You know that's
okay,
wrong.
Okay, what is the dictionary, then? Like, what is the dictionary? Wait, I'll look up your dictionary.
Search caramel. Did it say caramel?
Well...
That has an A in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's spelled caramel.
It's spelled caramel. So see if it's pronounced caramel, but we pronounce it caramel.
Let's get on.
God, this conversation's boring.
Let's get on the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
A killer every week.
All right.
Caramel.
See?
Caramel.
Ah.
There's two pronunciations. Caramel. See?
How do you pronounce a word with an A in it, right in the middle, caramel?
How is Brett Favre pronounced Brett Favre if it's called F-A-V-R-E?
Exactly my point.
It should be Favre.
The pronunciation of words is how you pronounce them.
I think words have pronunciations.
I think they do, you don't use them.
If you say them wrong, then you say them wrong, I guess, but like, you know.
We don't even use the word pronunciation correctly. So I think we've got a lot of problems. There you are. All right, 740-383-9944, a type of donut. That is one of the worst conversations, though, to have on radio, pronunciation. It has no purpose. It doesn't go anywhere.
All I'm saying is you corrected my saying of Schadenfreude. I showed you it was Schadenfreude, and you said no, Schadenfreude.
Because that's not how we pronounce it here.
I showed you the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
It's Merriam. Merriam, not Merriam. But anyway... See, down the tubes we go. And this all started with a conversation about Madge. How do you pronounce that? Midge?
No, well, you know. No,
just take the A out of that. Who cares?
No, see, I don't know. That one's pretty standard, you know. M-A-D-G-E.
Uh-huh.
Madge.
I understand that. All right. So, what was I talking? There was something I wanted to say there of great importance.
You were talking about how you were talking to somebody about Madge.
Yeah, I understand that, but and, there was something else that came after the whole...
And you were talking about how she was great because she was just generally good.
She was generally good.
She also knew a lot about fashion.
Yeah. Oh, it was how if you reintroduce somebody through a video or something that people do remember. But because she's been gone now for 17 years, that people... And at that point, she wasn't working, obviously, a lot when she was 99.
Look, put together a bunch of videos of yourself, and after you pass away, I'll just release one every, like, 5 years or so.
Well, I think that is eternal life. I think people don't understand that. I think that's why we do remember people in the media a lot better than we remember your aunt is because there are videos day after day after day, and they pop up. You know, even if you're doing work on somebody else, say, oh, I want to do a research project on former Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill. Oh, he was on the Donahue Show. Okay, well, there's Donahue back in your living room long after he's gone.
Yeah, but Donahue's not in your living room.
No, but he is.
It's a show that happened years ago.
He's as much in your living room as he was then.
He was never in your living room.
No, but he's there again. He's brought back into your lexicon in life. He's brought back into your purview. You hear him, you see him. It's just as if you were watching it then. And if you didn't see it then, it's new to you.
But he's not around anymore.
Well, he wasn't in your living room then. I'm just saying, it's about as much as it was then. But he's dead now. He was alive then.
Okay, yeah.
But if there's something on tape like that, it can be seen and paid attention to forever.
It's at best like fake eternal life. You're still dead.
No, that is eternal. What's the difference? Well, like if you talk to somebody on the phone, you're hearing their voice. There are a lot of people whose voices were never recorded.
You can't talk to somebody on a phone who's dead.
No.
You can hear, like, their voicemail, I guess.
Right. But you're not going to hear their voice again.
Well, I mean...
But you will. You see? So it's a dynamic question. But my point is that... I guarantee you, when she died 17 years ago, she did not think a conversation would be had about her 17 years later, or that a conversation would have been had yesterday by somebody who I'm not even sure if they remembered her. They just saw the video. They might not have known her then.
Okay.
So I think that's interesting that when people see the video, they go, wow, she was really good.
Well,
nobody's going to be looking at video of just the average person 17 years from now going, oh, they were really good. They bake really good cookies.
I don't know. We got like home videos we watch.
But that's in your circle.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Not in the circle of the public domain.
Why do I care if somebody from Wyoming knows who I am? It's Wyoming.
You
don't
care
there.
At all. You're dead.
Exactly.
Right, but the point... But that's not the point I'm making. I'm not making the point for me. I'm making the point for her. She's dead. She can't see it. But she's being brought up today. Nobody's going to bring up your family members years from now except in some kind of vague reference. And I'm still not going to know who your family member was just because you brought them up. But if it's somebody we both know and somebody who was brought up because of their place or video, and I can pull it up right now and play it, that's different. People still talk about Hitler to this day. He's long gone.
Yeah.
Yep, so
well,
there you go.
You know, but Hitler did a lot of evil things, you know.
Well, it's not always for the good things that you're remembered. Sometimes it's for the bad.
People still talk about all kinds of people.
My point is, I don't understand the spitefulness of people. That was the video. That was what I was talking about. Why are people so spiteful?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be spiteful, I guess. I don't know that there's any good reasons.
Are there a lot of reasons to be spiteful?
There are a lot of reasons. I don't know that they're good reasons, but they're reasons.
Like, I think about the poor girl who died a week ago today. Eva Moran. I never knew her. I believe the funeral was yesterday. Died in a tragic, tragic car accident out on 309. 19 years old, just 19 years old, 2 days. You know, a lot of people are aware of who she is this week, who I would have never known who she was. But because of the nature of what happened, it got a lot of coverage.
Yeah, that's tragedies do that.
Right. So, is that good or bad?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she's not here to see it. So, you know, all the good things being said, she can't see.
I mean, I don't think it's really either. I mean, I guess it's probably good for the family, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know if you enjoy that. I mean, you might, but I think you're probably that close to the situation, so overcome with grief. I don't think that stuff means a whole lot.
I don't know. I've never had had somebody die in a tragedy.
Well, it's sad, but I guess the bigger question is, why don't we say things to people that matter while they're here? Why do we wait for them to be gone? I've never understood it.
I think it's, I don't know, maybe, like, seen as cheesy or something.
Yeah, there we go. Again, back to compliments are bad, but I don't mind saying how negative you are in public. It's a weird thing we have. It's wrong to compliment, good to say bad stuff. Good to say it when you're gone, bad to say it when you're here, when you can actually hear it.
I mean, say it now. I don't know.
But people don't. I think that's my point. And I think a lot of the sadness when somebody goes is because they feel they didn't say it. I think that's what we see with social media when people go to somebody's page and they write to them like they're going to read that. I think that's a lot of pent-up sadness that they didn't tell them. And they wonder, well, did they know that I cared about them? Did they know that I thought they were this nice?
I mean,
I don't think most people do. I think we believe that people know what's going on in our head, but I don't think we do.
I don't. I mean, I think it's, it would be, I mean, I guess it's irrelevant, so there was really no point, but yeah, I don't know. I was irrelevant to, I was going to say, I don't know why they will post on your page. I mean, it would be equally as good just to talk in your head. It's the same thing. I guess you just put it down, you know, semi-permanently.
I don't know. I think it's sad in a way, but also it's nice that a person is recognized. But I guess you just hope that the person is aware of it or knew it.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. Well, why do we wait? Does anybody have any thoughts on that one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Why do we not pay more attention to people? You know, I did have another donut question here, by the way. Places you can get fresh donuts in Marion. I came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Places you can get fresh donuts in Marion. Now, does anybody know? I have 10 places here. Let's see how good you are.
Where's the nearest Krispy Kreme at?
I don't know.
There's not one in Marion. Krispy Kreme's got the good donuts.
I don't really like them.
Really?
No.
Krispy Kreme's got to be my favorite donut.
I think they're very sweet.
You get some fresh, warm Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, those things are delicious.
Place you can get fresh donuts in Marion, not the already prepackaged ones. That's a good question. Bit of a, I don't know. People like department store stuff. And
fresh is like baked daily?
Yeah, like in a case. You have to get them out of a case. 740-383-9944. Where can you get fresh donuts in Marion? I think it's very interesting. Would you ever go to Bible college?
Bible college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I would.
You want to be a preacher?
No.
You know, when I ran into this person yesterday who said they were going to Bible college, I really did not get what they wanted to be. I know they said they were going to be a counselor. Like a camp counselor, but I didn't get the full what the goal is.
As for going to?
Yeah, I didn't get the full story there.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd assume that they, I don't know, I couldn't think of one. Maybe they're going to a church.
Well, I don't know if they
they're going to a church camp, like church summer camp. I don't know. I'm sure something like that exists. I mean, I'm sure that they'd, you know.
As near as I could tell, my understanding was they felt that religion had turned their life around. That they had had a bad spell where they were doing bad things, and that this had helped them.
Well, that's good for him.
So how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's good for him, yeah.
What do you think can happen?
Sure, yeah.
But do you think it's the spirituality? Do you think it's the Lord touching them? Because I think that's what they believe, I think.
Well, yeah, I know that's what they believe, but that's...
So you don't believe in it?
No.
Okay. But you said you did a second ago.
I said that it could be good. I don't think it's... That doesn't make it...
No, I said,
true.
Do you believe that can happen? And you said yes.
That religion can turn somebody's life around?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think that I mean, as far as, like, you know, the whole existence of you know, whatever supernatural they're worshiping, I don't think that's the case.
So what do you think's turning them around?
Well, it's kind of like a placebo or something.
So you think they're really not turned around by anything?
No, placebos have an effect.
But it's phony.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So, really nothing. They're just changing their own. No help at all.
I think that they believe they have help.
So you think that's a thing? That's a powerful thing to change you.
Believing that you have help? Yeah.
So what's the difference between believing you have help and having help?
Well, like, in as far as religion?
Anything.
Well, I mean, if I believed I had help, you know, I don't know, building a fire or something, and nobody's helping me build a fire, then, you know, it's pretty obvious that nobody's helping me build a fire.
No, I'm dealing psychologically. Because what's the difference? If I believe that something is helping me turn my life around, and nothing is actually helping me, but I turn my life around anyway because of the belief of that belief, what's the difference?
I mean, I suppose there really isn't a whole difference there.
Right, so how do you know it's not the belief? Maybe the belief is that.
Well...
Because a placebo belief is... That's very complicated. That's very androgynous.
I'm sure there's a better comparison I could come up with.
I mean, how do you know it's not?
How do I know it's not what?
How do you know it's not whatever they believe?
Well,
turning them around.
Because, I mean, let's just take the Abrahamic religions here, okay? I would assume that Christians would say that their God is turning them... Well, it's all the same God, but, that their thing is working wonders for them. But I assume a Jewish person would say that their thing's working wonders for them. And I would assume that an Arab would say that their things are working wonderful for them. Same thing with Muslims. Same thing with, like you can hit the small religions. Same thing with, like, Buddhism, Jainism, Baha'ism. Like, you can literally just hit up all the small religions. They will say the same exact things. They all worship different.
So what's wrong with that?
I think they believe they have help.
Yeah. So how is that proving that they don't?
Proving that they don't have help? Well, I don't think it's proving that they don't have help. I mean, I've said before, you can't prove nor disprove God. I think it's just not likely. I think it's you know, the theories or whatever you want to call it that we have as to why the universe is where is you know, the universe. I think God is not a likely answer.
But that's you.
Yeah, that's why. I wouldn't suggest somebody doesn't go to religion. I mean, like, if you feel your life is in a bad spot and you think that religion's going to help you, then by all means, go for it.
But how do you know it's not, is my question.
That religion's not helping?
Yeah.
Because you can get the same thing from philosophy. You can get the same thing
Maybe
from...
Maybe they can't.
Okay, well, then religion's kind of the only option for them, then, isn't
it? And if it works, then how can you say it's not?
I just said it works. I just said I don't think it's true. There's a difference.
Well, what's not true? I guess is my question.
I mean, as far as, I don't think God exists. I don't think Jesus came back to life. I don't think Jesus performed any miracles.
But you don't think. but you don't know.
Well, I wasn't there.
Right, and they weren't either. So, if you believe that's what's doing it, who's to say that it's not?
Well, again, because if it was, like, I mean, if it helped, like, Christians will say that their religion helps them. Jews will say that it, like again.
Okay.
I mean, like, if all the religions worship differently and different gods and things like that, then how do all religions do the same exact thing for everybody?
Well, why can't there be different religions?
Because they are in conflict with each other. Like, Christians are monotheists. They believe in one God. So you can't really say that all gods exist and all religions are equally, applicable if a lot of religions say that there is only one God, the one true God.
But what if they're wrong about that aspect and right about everything else?
Okay, so I guess now the question...
It's one of those things. I believe there's much more gray in these things, as I've said, than there are definitive answers. And I think most people base their opinions, and that's all they are, is opinions, on these things based upon what they believe, which is almost as silly as saying that person is wrong in their belief because I don't believe it. Now, you can couch that in again, psychological things, sociological things, philosophical things, scientific things. But the truth is, you don't really know. And I think the truth is, for everybody who's so definitive, the problem is that they're scared to say, I don't know. They're not a person who can say, I don't know. And you will find with most people who are definitive in these things, they don't say, I don't know to anything.
Scientists say, I don't know to a lot of things.
But and I don't think they sit there and condemn religion. I think most scientists...
Again, I'm not condemned.
You're saying it's not happening.
I said it's not true. I said I don't
it's
think...
It's not true.
Well, I don't think it's true. I don't
that's
think
different.
That there's a God. I don't think that Jesus was resurrected.
You don't.
Like, that's what I said.
Right. But that's not a definitive. I'm okay with that answer.
Like, I mean...
Right. I think everybody bases it on what they believe.
But I know that virgins can't give birth. I know that you can't spit on dirt, rub it in people's eyes, tell them to wash it in a river, and then they'll heal the blind. I know that you can't touch somebody's tunic and then be perfectly healthy.
But how do you know?
It's just not how the world works.
How does the world work?
With science. That's not how medicine works.
I don't know. I think if you are implanted with an embryo...
I mean, there was a man...
Is that not a pregnant virgin?
If you are implanted with an embryo,
yep.
You know, we have machines that do that. That's medicine.
That happens.
That's
but
medicine.
You're saying you can't be a virgin and give birth.
Yeah, up until about, whenever the...
But you can now.
Now.
But I don't think people would have thought that 50 years ago. I think they would have never believed that. How can that be?
But that's medicine, not miracles.
But you said it couldn't be. But it is.
Medicine, not miracles.
Oh, well, can medicine not be a miracle?
No, I don't think medicine is miracles. Medicine is medicine.
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes there are like things where like, you could be like deathly sick and then they give you medicine and you come back and they're like, wow, that was very unlikely.
Why can't you produce blood?
Why can't you?
Yep. With all the science we have in the world, why is blood the one thing we cannot manufacture? We can do fake almost anything else in your body, but not blood. We cannot do blood.
I don't know.
Wonder why.
I'm not a biologist.
But I bet you somebody one day will have that answer.
They
all will say today, don't know.
I'm sure I could find some biologist answer as to why we can't make blood, and it wouldn't be that hard to come across. I mean, we can't make life either.
Well, I don't know about that. I think life is made when you're born.
No, but like we can't create life.
I think you can.
No, like, you see, but like, that's reproducing. I'm talking about just producing. Like, we literally created a whole new thing. Like, God,
per se.
You know, how he snapped us into existence, formed us out of clay, and breathed life into us.
Well, I don't know. I think that's some people's take. I don't think that's everybody's take.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it's all variations on whatever. My point is, I just think there are more things we don't have the answers to than we do. And I think most people people speak in definitives when it comes to global warming. Now, 30 years ago, there were more people who had absolute zero belief in it than there are now. Now I would say more people do believe it.
Well, it's kind of hard to
right, but then
deny.
30 years ago, no.
No.
At that time, they were calling Al Gore Mr. Ozone for bringing it up.
Yeah, I know. South Park made a whole thing about it.
There you go.
Man, Bear, Pig, and then at one point they had to come back and say, oh, but Man, Bear, Pig does exist because they made fun of him for, you know, anyways.
And here comes the break. We'll be back after this.
The place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do